Welcome to New American Radio, a series exploring new territories for the art of radio.
In its 10 years as a weekly national series from 1987 to 1998, New American Radio commissioned and distributed over 300 original works. Conceptual new drama, associational documentary, language explorations, sonic meditations, environmental compositions, musical explorations, and works that pioneer new dimensions in acoustic space. Wave Farm is thrilled to partner with New American Radio to ensure these works remain available to listeners today and into the future. New American Radio was organized by Helen Thorington, executive producer, and Regina Beyer, associate producer. A special thanks to both Helen Thorington and Joanne Green for their generous support and collaboration in this partnership. Up next is KRS-One Philosopher by Homer Jackson. Thank you for listening.
KRS-One of Boogie Down Productions. I am a poet. Poets speak poetry, more metaphors than fantasy.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes. 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 I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
I think very.
I left home at 13. Okay. My mom has a doctorate degree in education. Now, when she had her master's degree, I was 13. My whole thing was, I didn't want to stay in school all my life. I didn't want to work all my life, this and that, all my life. It worked out to my advantage, and it worked out to my disadvantage. This was the mentality then at 13. Okay, so I said, I want to sing for a living. Now, imagine you fixing your mouth and telling a person with a master's, you want to sing for a living. So ultimately, she looked at me like I was crazy. And, you know, she said, well, no, you're going to do this first and you're going to do that. And I said, no, I'm not. 13 and a half, I was gone. Out of here.
Cool, like the air we breathe. Inhale, exhale, perpetrators will fail. As sure as my name is Blastmaster KRS, sit and listen to the very essence of this tale. From the days of prison, I have uprisen to my family members. I'm marked down as missing. Listen, circumstances put me right in the street. With the will to survive, get paid, eat and sleep. Some weep, or should I rather say some cry, can't get by. So later on they die, because the strong will survive, the weak will perish. Ignorance is a poison, and knowledge will nourish.
The life of living on the streets is eat. That's it. That's it. That is it. So it's up to you to add more to your life, whatever it is. So I just chose to add the library onto mine. And I loved it. I could have slept there, really. You read one thing and you want to keep going and you want to keep reading and you want to keep... It's no other feeling that I've ever had. It started around 1983 when I was in a shelter, and Scott was a social worker. One thing led to another, and we had to meet eventually. And we met, and it just so happens that I wrote poetry, and he was a weekend DJ at Broadway RT. So we got together and just, you know, did this.
KRS-One, I'm still kinda young. I don't wear Adidas cause my name ain't one. Got Nikes on my feet, and to be complete, I can rock an American or reggae beat. Got rhymes for the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Not being conceited, but it won't pay to try me out for any feud, any battle, any reason. Making rhymes up every season, this style I'm just teasing. Pick up the pace, homeboy, pick up the pace. You're way behind schedule, listen to what I'm telling you. This particular style may vary. The things I converse about are heard rarely. Some can't bear me, others try to scare me. Sounding intelligent, but not yet equivalent. You know what?
Hip-hop music is the original music. It's drums, snare, hi-hat, vocals. That's original music.
Here Where's the aim? Destroy all the stereotypes, hypes, and crack pipes. We don't like criminals and crime, but we don't pay it any mind. So here comes Kung Fu Joe and Fly Guy. Slay, hammer, and slammer. I am a renegade teacher and scholar. If you ain't up on it, you gotta fall to the back of the line. Hear this rhyme, cause I'ma say it one more time. It's Jack's theme song, the KRS made. It's called the Jack of Spades.
What hip hop does is play the original boom, bah, boom, bah, boom. You know, the beat that you can feel, your heart beats like the way hip hop goes. And people are just drawn to it. It's like more, you know, more and more each day you listen, you listen, you listen. You just gotta fall in love with it. It's you. Basically, hip hop started in Africa before any known civilization existed. We had governments and doctors and lawyers and a system of politics. And within this system, the cities, there were people who were known to tell stories with their bongo, and they walk around and you'd pay them whatever, a goat, a pig, whatever their barter system was then, this is what you'd pay them. And they tell your kids or you a story or message in music. And this is rap music. That was it. Whoever started it then, that's who is the originator. And he would play or she would play and tell a story. It progressed through the slave era when we couldn't grab a bongo anymore and just play. We would sing to each other just in harmony. This is the basis behind gospel music and rhythm and blues music. Stories were told then too. Rap music. We progress along the line. It turns into blues. Mainstream America goes crazy. It's blues. This is it. This is the music we've been waiting for. Blues turns into jazz. Jazz is the new music. How are these kids listening to those crazy horns? Ella Fitzgerald, right? Forgot her lyrics one day at a jazz concert and created a new form of music. Bobby McFerrin updated it and got paid.
Now here we go.
We're in the 60s now. You know, beating on a call, we singing. Groups getting on the corner just singing. La, 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 la. Berry Gordy got paid. Donna Ross got paid. Stevie Wonder got paid. Smokey Robinson and the Mirror paid. All of them. Kids on the corner. Ghetto kids at that. On the corner. All of that is hip hop. You got to see the string in it. Perception does this. Perception is narrow and it tends to chop things up. You only see that piece you looking at or you concentrating on. So they focusing on blues, focusing on jazz, and they labeling it too. Why can't it just be music? The main thing we stick to is rhythm. That starts everything off. Rhythm, you get your rhythm. Get that rhythm. And that's the basis for everything. All music. And rhythm was created by Africans. And the closest a music is to rhythm, that's the closest it is to the original. And the closest it is to the original, that's the closest it's gonna get to the people.
You know what you need to learn? Old school artists don't always burn. You're just another rapper who's had his turn. Now it's my turn. And I am concerned about idiots posing as kings. What are we here to rule? I thought we supposed to sing. And if we ought to sing, then let us begin to teach. Many of you are educated. Open your mouth and speak. KRS-One is something like a total renegade. Except I don't steal, I rhyme to get paid. Airplanes flying, overseas people dying. Politicians. politicians lying. I'm trying not to escape, but hit the problem head on by bringing out the truth in a song. So BDP, short for Boogie Down Productions, made a little noise because the crew was saying something. People have the nerve to take me for a gangster, an ignorant one, something closer to a prankster, doing petty crimes, going straight to penitentiary. But in the scale of crime, that's really elementary. This beat is now compelling me to explain in silence why my last gym was so violent. It's simple, BDP will teach reality. And I'm beating around a bush straight up, just like the P is free. So now you know, a poet's job is never done. But I'm never overworked, cause I'm still number one. One, 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 one.
I think hip hop music is more like a means for a ghetto youth, black, white, Chinese, ghetto youth. Is a way for them to air their differences, to air their frustrations.
Time and time again, as I pick up the pen, as my thoughts emerge, these are those words. I glance at the paper to know what's going on. Someone's doing wrong, the story goes on. Mary Lou just had a baby, someone else decapitated. The drama of the world shouldn't keep us so frustrated. I look, but it doesn't coincide with my books. Social studies will not speak upon political crooks. It's just the presidents and all the money they spend, all the things they invent, and how the house is so immaculate. They create missiles while families eat gristle. Then they get upset when the press blows the whistle. Phone calls are made, profiles are kept low. You tamper with some jobs, not a press's control. Not only newspapers, but every single station. You only get to hear the president is on vacation. But stay calm, there's no need for alarm. You say goodbye to your mom and you're off to Vietnam. You shoot the kill, come back and you're a veteran. But how many veterans are out there peddling?
Hip-hop to me is going to a level over all other musics only because it's so social. And it'll stay the way you hear it today is the way it'll sound 20 years from now. This is the era of sampling, and it's gotten to a point where major R&B pop producers are sampling to keep up with the hip-hop sound. The sampling has always been going on, but the brain act as the computer in the early times when there were no computers. The brain would take in a sample and play it some way else, and you'd never know the difference, or play the same one to a different beat. That's all sampling is now. Now we tell the computer to do it. Take this sound here.
Now that's what's happening.
And put it here. James Brown is a highly sampled guy, but it's only because the breaks he had fit in so good with rap music. James was into the original doom doom da. Anything that's the original is quickly taken up on and done in another way.
I'm teaching poetry.
We've come up with an idea to change the turntable from an appliance to an instrument, because in the dictionary it's down as an appliance and it's also down as a playing device. We want it as an instrument, meaning it's used in music instead of for music. So we're definitely going to have that done and make a nationwide thing of it. Create a stir, create a campaign over the turntable, because there'll be some people that will challenge us. No, it's not supposed to be an instrument. Prove to me that it's an instrument. Then we'll have to invite them down to the studio for a nice 8-hour session and prove it right then and there what time it is.
BDP are the freshest.
Nigger, turn that down.
The music of the youth is the music that I'm into. The youth of rock, turn up Def Leppard, right? But somebody's mother might say, turn that nonsense off. I don't want to hear that. A reggae musician, somebody like Shelly Thunder, Lieutenant Stitchy, you could be blasting the rockers, boy. You know, same West Indian mother would say, turn that down. It's too high, blah, blah, blah. Then in America, you blasting your rap music. We all familiar with the American moms telling you to turn that nonsense off. So it's basically all those three branches of music that influenced me.
Yo,
I was talking to a Billboard reporter. He was telling me that if she was to rate hot black albums Billboard charts by sales alone, the first 20 records would be hip-hop. That's 1 to 20 would be hip-hop. Everybody else would come after. That's Whitney Houston, that's Michael Jackson, Faith, that's all of them combined could not outdo rap music. And rap music has still not gained the respect it's supposed to have because the people who are in it are not acting as they're supposed to act. Destructive image of Run DMC. The yo, man, blah, 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 blah. That's good around your block, right? But when you go on national television representing an industry, not you, not your group, an industry, I see if all rappers were able to go on the Grammys and do it, then it wouldn't matter what they did. This was the first and only rap group to go and say, do anything. You know how much of a statement they could have made if they got on the Grammys and did a poem about Nicaragua. They be hype. Everybody be like, oh, and it would be a positive move. And as a result, rap music would get a more positive outlook. But no, we do the exact opposite. You gotta go with your sneakers unlaced and the D pass the court. Yeah, come on, man. This is what I mean, the destructive image. And for a while, kids were following this. Japanese people in Japan was wearing Kangos and walking around with their Adidas unloose. People in Brazil and Alaska was even trying to get this gold chain B-boy look. It's played out now. What groups like myself and Public Enemy have done was made it a fad to be intelligent. It's no longer a fad to be stupid.
Some MCs be talking and talking, trying to show how black people are walking. But I don't walk this way to portray or reinforce stereotypes of today. Like all my brothers eat chicken and watermelon, talk broken English and drug selling. On the industry, don't bother dissing me, or even wishing we soften, dilute, or commercialize all the lyrics, cause it's about time one of y'all hear it, and hear it firsthand from an intelligent brown man, a vegetarian, no goat or ham, or chicken, or turkey, or hamburger, cause to me that's suicide, self-murder, let us get back to what we call hip-hop.
Rap music has stemmed from a violence. You can't escape violence. You just can't. It's a part of our lives. Until the positive people do away with the negative, we will always have violence. This is how people really think. This is how the world is reacting. We're fighting each other. War history will show you that the warriors were children. They were not men of 30, men of even 25. They were usually 18, 19, 20, 21. You know, and if you stayed in the army too long, you got out. This is a world being brought up like this. So now when these kids get in a situation, an army situation, they're in an army. They have no one else to fight but themselves. No one else is there to fight. I'm quite sure that if there was something else to fight, say somebody decided to invade New York or invade America, the kids would be more apt to fighting that war. than they would be going overseas and to a place out of your environment, which is another psychological strain, to fight people you don't even know, and so on. If somebody's coming into your country to do something, I can't even say your country, coming into the country to do something, you living here and you being a responsible citizen here in this country, kids everywhere would pick up the guns they already have and start killing people, because these are the warriors. You're not supposed to tell them to stop fighting. You're supposed to tell them to control it. Control your anger and shoot it out towards something positive. Fight the negative. Fight the negative. Let's all pick the negative. You see somebody ripping somebody's chain off, beat him down. Beat him down. Direct your attention that way. But there's no one out here to say it. And I have maybe 6 months before I say it. I'm going to say it on the next album.
Wa-da-da-dang, wa-da-da-da-dang. Hey, listen to my 9mm go bang. Wa-da-da-dang, wa-da-da-da-dang. Hey, this is KRS-One. Been to a crack dealer by the name of Peter. Had to buck him down with my 9mm. He said I had his girl. I said, no, what to you, stupid. But he tried to play me out, and KRS-One knew it. For his pistol, but it was just a waste, cause my 9mm was up against his face. He pulled his pistol anyway, and I filled him full of lead. But just before he fell to the ground, this is what I said. Wa-da-da-dang, wa-da-da-da-dang. Hey, listen to my 9mm go bang. Wa-da-da-dang, wa-da-da-da-dang. Hey, this is KRS-One.
That song was basically just a part of a means of grasping a hip-hop audience, or audience that was in crazy violent at this time. I could not fulfill my mission, what I'm doing now, if I had just came out saying, stop the violence. They would have said, who the hell are you, man? Come on. You know, they could get with it. This is violence. So we had to come out with Criminal Minded first, with songs like Listen to My Nine. And so, and all that was a song about a war between two drug dealers. Something the kids know and see every single day, and they relate to it. We're into reality music.
I don't want to hear that you're not with it. Turn around and see your butt in a clinic. Having doctors just poke at Jimmy. Let me express what now what's in me. Too many people take too many risks. Too many people I see get dissed. Jimmy hats are now in style. Cause you can't trust a big butt and a smile. Some are dry and some lubricated. Many companies make and made it. So all you super hoes, wear your hat. Cause dripping Jimmy's is straight up whack.
I don't do commercial music. I don't do music for Billboard. I don't do music for Grammys. I don't do music for radio. We do music for the kids, the particularly the poor kids, who want someone of a high music stature to relate to them, not talk over them. So this is where Listen to My Nine came about. It's something the kids see every day. If you're not a part of that life, it would seem very gruesome. But, you know, you play it for a junior high school, elementary school kids. They'll tell you in a minute, this is real. This is real. Not Do Me, Baby. This is real. You know, as a result, we get to teach them. We get to go in their heart and in their minds and teach.
This might sound a little strange to you. Well, here's the reason I came to you. We gotta put our heads together and stop the violence. Cause real bad boys move in silence. When you're in a club, you come to chill out. Not watch someone's blood just spill out. That's what these other people want to see. Another race fight endlessly. You know it being watched, you know it being seen. Some wish to destroy this scene, core hip hop. But I won't drop. Not I or Scott LaRock. Well, here is the message that we bring today. Hip-hop will surely decay if we as a people don't stand up and say, stop the violence!
Stop the violence! Stop the violence!
To be the best in hip-hop, you have to give clear and concise messages, because there's only one audience following hip-hop. Everyone else is being put on. But there's a core audience that has followed hip-hop from 1979 to right now. And they're growing up. they're not getting any younger. So as hip-hop grows, this core audience grows. As this core audience gets older and older and starts to see the traumas of the world and starts to see traumas around their block, things happening to them, people don't want to hear that I got punched in my eye, my girl told me that she was going to leave me, and People don't want to hear that no more. People want to hear Chuck D. People want to hear Illegal Business.
What can we get for 63 cents?
Yeah, Illegal Business controls America.
What can we get for 63 cents?
Yeah, KRS-One comes to start some hysteria.
What can we get for 63 cents?
Yeah, BDP taking over America.
What can we get for 63 cents?
Ganja business controls America.
What can we get for 63 cents?
Cocaine, Sensi, aspirin, coffee, morphine, sugar, tobacco, got to go.
What
illegal business controls America.
What can we get?
Yeah, ganja business controls America.
What can we get for
63 cents?
Yeah, cocaine business controls America. Hip-hop is gonna turn into a thing that people will look up to. They'll say, like, well, if you really want to learn something, pick up a hip hop album. It won't be anymore if you want to dance or whatever. It'll always be for the hip hop crowd that want to get down and so on. But it'll also have a new meaning. I plan to change the course of hip hop personally. KRS-One of Boogie Down Productions. I am a poet. Poets speak poetry. More metaphors than fantasy.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes, 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 yes.
I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply.
You just heard KRS-One Philosopher by Homer Jackson, broadcast by New American Radio.